Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to MTS Center, where the Winnipeg Jets have just bounced back from a poor defeat in a loud and bold statement tonight against the Florida Panthers. The Jets come up with a 7-0 victory tonight on home ice, a converted touchdown. Welcome to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. I'm your host, Drew Mindell, joined in the press box by my colleague Richard Pollock and Michael Remus. Richard, a game that coming into tonight, everybody said the Jets had to have this game, and they certainly made an emphatic statement against the Florida Panthers tonight.
They had it, Drew. They were the best, better team by a mile. It wasn't even close. They dominated Florida from the beginning. From the first period on, it was no contest, really.
Right.
The Jets coming into a weekend off.
Yeah.
You want to end it on a good note. Never mind. Obviously, the most important thing is you want to hop over Washington. Gary, where are we going after? I think I'm going to bed, Gary.
Home. Gary Lawless of the Winnipeg Free Press interjecting. End of Hustler and Lawless fame, of course. Wanting to know where the part is at tonight.
In any event, they just dominate from the outset, Drew, and you know, you need this game, and forget third place. They're not getting third place. People have to forget about that. Although the we want first place chant was nice, but they're not getting third place.
No.
They're not getting third. So they're going to get eighth because they're not catching seventh. So it's eighth between Toronto, Washington, and Winnipeg. And this was a huge game tonight. You got to have it because it's a team you're as good as, if not better than, at home.
That's right.
And you got to win your home games. And we went over on the Legal Curve show, on our radio show, about, you know, what you needed to do to win, which games you needed to win. This was one they had to have, and they had it by a mile.
Yeah, absolutely. The scoring came in bunches for the Winnipeg Jets tonight. Two goals right at the start of the game. Two goals, 2 minutes and 2 seconds apart, opened the scoring, and then four goals in
the third period. It was only 2-0 after the second.
It was only 2-0 after the second, and then four goals, 6 minutes and 29 seconds apart in the third period. Really blew the game open. Jets got the scoring underway. Evander Kane got the goal unassisted at the 4:01 mark of the first period.
It's a brutal turnover, I think, by Keaton Ellerbe.
Yes, I believe if you're not mistaken.
It was either
him or Mike Weaver. I'm not sure which.
Nope. Garrison.
No, I don't think it was Garrison.
It was on the left side, so it wouldn't have been Weaver because he was the right side defenseman. But,
right.
I think it was Ellerbe because Ellerbe plays with Weaver. So I'm pretty sure it was Ellerbe. He actually had a couple bad turnovers tonight. He tried to make a pass. Kane picked it off, came in, scored. He's your most lethal sniper. You give him room. That was a great way to start the game for the Jets because you have speed, shot, and Kane had time.
Yeah, it was a very impressive play by Evander Kane. I mean, terrific eye-hand coordination and being able to pick off the pass. Right,
best player in the ice tonight.
Yeah, by far. First star in tonight's game, and it wasn't even close. He had 2 goals, 2 assists when the night was all done and said. Actually set a new career record for points with the performance tonight.
Very nice.
Yeah,
points total for a year.
Total points for the year.
Over 51 or something?
Something like that, with still another 17 games to go. So, I mean, he is certainly establishing himself as one of the premier power forwards in the NHL.
Yeah.
2 minutes and 2 seconds later. Later, Jim Slater gets the Jets' second goal of the game, assist to Tanner Glass and Mark Stewart. Point shot by Mark Stewart.
Ed Jovanovski ran over his own goalie.
That's pretty much it. That's right. Point shot from Mark Stewart. Ed Jovanovski takes his covering. I believe it's probably Tanner Glass in front of the net there.
In the course of
getting to the front of the net, he knocks over Theodore.
Yeah.
Puck bounces out to Glass, wide open net.
That's it. Yeah.
Pops in the net. Theodore complaining about it, but once he goes and looks at the replay, it was Jovanovski who knocked me over. I have nothing to complain about. 2-0 for the Jets after 20 minutes.
Well, first, Drew, let's talk about the two breakaways.
Okay, yeah. Because that's really a key turning point in the game.
That's a key turning point in the game. Thomas Fleischmann gets two breakaways. The first was a really good opportunity. Hit the goalpost.
Glove save by Pavlik, got a piece of it, then it hit the crossbar and went out.
So you get a nice save, a little bit of luck.
Yep.
Huge. The second one, they kind of sealed him off and made him shoot. But both were huge because those were the two best opportunities for Florida to score all night. You get there, you're down a goal after the first period, maybe tied, different game.
That's right.
So Pavlik wasn't counted on big tonight, but those two saves might have made the difference.
Florida actually ends up outshooting the Jets tonight 33-32, but 90. I mean, with the exception of those two saves, all Florida shots were from the outside. None of them were risky at all.
Pavlik had an easy night, and you know what, with Mason getting action earlier in the week. On Saturday.
Jets off for the next 3 nights.
So, I mean, he should be rested going on the stretch run here.
Yeah, exactly right.
They're going to have a back-to-back coming up. Calgary-Edmonton, they're probably going to play Mason against Calgary, I'd say.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Or if I were them, I'd mail it against Edmonton, against Vancouver.
That's
play Mason
in
Vancouver,
right.
You're going to get killed.
I agree with you there. And that's Thursday night. Thursday, Friday, they play Vancouver and Calgary.
Yeah.
I put Mason in that against Vancouver.
I did too.
If you get something, bonus, but you keep Pavlik for the next night against Calgary.
That's right.
The game, the more winnable of the two games.
That's right. Agreed.
No scoring in the second period. I thought a second period that the Panthers, although they were kept to the outside for the most part, I thought they controlled a fair bit of the play in the second period, albeit none of it turned out to be very risky at all.
The Jets got the better chances, Drew. There's a lot of flow. I think there's an 8 or 12 minutes.
There was an 8-minute span, probably about from the, say, the 14-minute mark of the second period to the 6-minute mark, where there were no whistles at all.
An eventful period, Drew. I mean, there's some chances.
Jets everything to the outside for both teams for the most part.
Florida's not a team that is going to be chasing leads once they're behind them. This is a team that, first of all, is without their best scorer, and Christopher Stieg, we should mention that. Certainly missed tonight. But
Jets killer this year, Christopher
Stieg. Jets killer, too. But you know what, Drew? I mean, Florida's a team that's going to be playing strategically. They're going to play as a unit when they get behind too many goals. I mean, they mailed it in the third period.
Yeah.
And once they got a third goal, they mailed it in.
No, well, that was it. I'm just looking at the score, the current Eastern Conference standings. Jets have 16 games remaining. They are 1 point up on the Washington Capitals. The Caps have 3 games in hand. The Leafs are 5 points behind the Jets now with only 2 games in hand.
Yeah, well,
the Leafs might be dead.
I was gonna say, I mean, when I said the Leafs and Washington, the Leafs are still in it. But
they're not in it for that much. I mean, they're in it as much as Tampa Bay and Buffalo are in it.
It's actually pretty scary considering Tampa sold the entire roster. If they win 3 in a row, they'd have the Jets with the same amount of games.
Yeah, I know. That is,
so I think maybe when people are talking about the Jets being that good.
They're not that good, but you know, they're playing in a terrible conference. And
boy, this division is terrible. I mean, as an aside quickly, this division is just terrible. This is the first place team in the division. I could puke watching this team play more than 3 nights a year. Seriously.
Well, they're not very good.
Nobody on the team that can score.
Yeah, well, Christopher Stieg was the only guy who ever hurt the Jets so far in the games this year. And he didn't play, and apparently he's out somewhat indefinitely for the Panthers.
Really? I thought it was 3 games.
There's conflicting reports.
What are you, a doctor now?
Conflicting reports came out on Twitter last night that he might be out for longer. Stephen Weiss, who would probably be the best player on the ice, all the Panthers were invisible. So it's not really fair.
Bergenheim was their best forward.
It's not really fair to pinpoint anybody on that team. They were all, were all awful.
Yeah, LRB was terrible today.
Third period is when the floodgates opened. Started at the 1:49 mark of the third. Kyle Wellwood gets the goal with assist to Mark Stewart and Evander Kane. It's all Evander Kane. Kane coming down, from our vantage point, Kane is coming down the left side of the ice, takes it in deep.
It's all about zone entry. He gets into the zone without pressure because he's so fast.
And speed.
And he cuts the puck, curls the puck up. I mean, he's no beautiful passer. The puck pops out to Stewart.
Well, what he does, he's taking it around the net. Yeah. But before he gets all the way around, he tries to stuff it in. It bounces back out to Mark Stewart, where he takes the shot and it pinballs.
Hits Santorelli. And then Wellwood.
And then Wellwood.
Went in.
And I personally thought it hit Santorelli and Jovanovski went in. But apparently they changed. And initially they gave the goal to Mark Stewart. Yeah. They changed it later, said it hit Wellwood in front of the net.
That's right.
3-0 at that point in time. And I looked to you and I said, well, this one's
over. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, that was the only
chance.
You
got 5-on-1 next. That's how you know the game's really over. Have you ever seen a 5-on-1 before?
Well, I mean, the flying V is what everybody was saying on Twitter. At the 4:35 mark, it is a 5-on-1, a legitimate 5-on-1. It ends up with Brian Little getting his, I believe, 18th of the year assist to Blake Wheeler.
That was 19th.
18th or 19th. I don't have the numbers in front of me. It doesn't matter. Brian Little getting the goal, assist to Blake Wheeler.
It was all Wheeler. Wheeler stopped
and Randy Jones.
Wheeler stopped the pass, the seam pass in his own zone, rushed up the ice.
From the blue line.
Made a pass to Jones.
Yeah.
Jones passed it back to him, and then Wheeler passed it across to Little. He scored right before the net got popped off.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, Wheeler comes right up the middle, sort of leaves it for Jones. I'm like, why has Jones got it?
Yeah, Jones played it well.
Gave it right back to Wheeler on the right-hand side. Wheeler cross ice to Brian Little, back of the net. No chance for Jose Theodore.
No.
I mean, and that was the end of the night for Jose, who probably is thankful for that, given what was
the most recent part of this team being in first place is that they don't have a very good team on paper, on offense. The defense has some pieces there.
Yeah.
And they have terrible goaltending. How's this team in first place?
Well, they play in a terrible division. That's how. That's pretty much the answer that you're probably, you know, it's glib, but it's the answer. That's the end of the night for Jose Theodore. They pull him. In comes Scott Clemenson, and things don't get any easier for Scott Clemenson. At the 8:06 mark of the third period, the fifth Jets goal to make it 5-0 on the power play. Nick Antropov gets the goal.
Another pinball.
Yeah, well, assist to Zach Bogosian and Toby Enstrom. Bogosian from the right point steps in a couple feet, takes a slap shot. hits guy in front of the net,
and Andropov, whoever it was,
doesn't matter. Andropov
Clemenson went in, yeah.
Jams it in. I mean, yeah. It's just a jam play, yeah. Simple as that.
Next goal.
Yeah, well, honestly, it is getting to that point. It didn't take long to make it 6-0. It took a whole 12 seconds later.
Yeah, that's right.
12 seconds later, Evander Kane gets his second of the night, assist to Kyle Wellwood and Alex Bergstrom.
I mean, Wellwood made the pass for Kane to shoot, and Kane's obviously a great shooter, but Bergstrom makes a play with a nice close. He closes on the boards, and he works hard, and he gets the puck out. That was a good that play was all created by Bergstrom.
Neutral zone turnover, yeah. Right in front of the Panthers zone, exactly. Yeah. He picks off, he hits a guy, forces the turnover.
Yep.
The Panthers are playing. They're
on the plane.
Yeah, they're on the plane at this point in time. Yeah. They're not going the extra mile. He gives it to Wellwood. Wellwood comes in. It's sort of a modified 2-on-1 at this point,
yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
Then he flips it over to Kane. Then it becomes a breakaway for Kane almost again. Kane, goal scorers know how to put the puck in the net.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a goal scorer. He puts it in there past Scott Clemenson. 2 goals in 12 seconds for the Winnipeg Jets. It's 6-0 now. And, not that the route wasn't on before, but now the route is really on.
Then Kane starts sniffing the hat trick.
Oh, the fans here, the fans in Winnipeg are clamoring for a hat trick.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I mean, I think people are just bringing extra hats to the games now just in case.
That's true.
But I don't really think that's true.
Well, no. I mean,
I'm kidding.
Literally or figuratively?
Figuratively.
It's from old school.
I know. Anyways, the seventh goal comes at the 17:58 mark. Blake Wheeler with hit the goal, assist to Evander Kane and Tim Stapleton.
3-on-2, Kane comes up. He's trying to sniff out the goal. He comes as a trailer. Wheeler drives the net. Kane cuts over to the top. It's the old 3-on-2 play you get taught when you're a young guy. Stapleton makes the pass to Kane. He shoots it. Wheeler tips it, and then Wheeler passes in the rebound through the 5-hole. Kane was trying for the hat trick. Wheeler went to the net, did what he was supposed to do. That's how you execute a 3-on-2.
Yeah.
Florida mailed it in, but that's how you execute a 3-on-2.
There wasn't much resistance there. Let's put it that way. 7-0.
Anyway, let's just quickly. I'm going to get in here. Great performance. They were dominating. Evander Kane doesn't need to be on for 4 minutes at the end of the game.
Well, you know what?
I don't like it. You didn't mind it. I don't like it.
The game ended with the Jets on a power play. So, here's my theory on it. You know, Claude Noel's trying to probably give his player a bone and give the fans a bone by getting Kane the hat trick. It's not on the Jets to take it easy. It's on the Panthers to stop the Jets.
Sure, I realize that, but when you play hockey, say you're playing in your league and you're down 7-0 and they throw the 3, 4, or 5 best players and you're playing.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I agree.
I can see why you say
it's a Bush move.
I'm not saying it's a Bush move. I'm just saying you're going to give them moment. You're going to give them something. You're playing them again in Florida. Forget about the atmosphere. I'm talking about you're playing them again at their home rink.
Yeah.
You're giving them some extra motivation. And it's all the whole Bill Belichick motto. Why give them anything else? You're up 7-0. The game's over. What do you need? Just throw out Chris Thorpe. Throw out the GST line. Throw out Stapleton. Well, whatever. Like throw out your fourth line. You know, Kane played like 3 minutes straight at the end there. Like it was a little much.
You know, we agreed to disagree, my friend. I think that it's on the Panthers to stop him. He's thrown a bone to the home fans. That's my theory on it. Let the Panthers stop him if they don't want him to get the hat trick. They did. I mean, I don't think they were going at 110% at the last couple minutes.
Were they giving 110%, Marissa?
They were keeping everything to the outside for the most part. Anyways, regardless, it's a fight for another day in time between yourself and myself. 3 stars tonight. Blake Wheeler, the 3rd star of the game. 2nd star, Andre Pavlik. He, with the shutout, almost overlooked as this game goes when it's 7-0. Andre Pavlik with his 4th shutout of the year. Evander Kane on the strength of 2 goals and 2 assists. He gets the 1st star tonight. Next action for the Winnipeg Jets is Monday night here at MTS Center against the Buffalo Sabres. Really, they play scoreboard watching for the next 3 days. They see what the Panthers do, they see what the Leafs do, and they see what the Capitals do. And the Jets are going to be, this is the time where the opponents are going to be able to catch up to them in terms of games played, and that's really what's going to determine the final representative in the Eastern Conference playoff race. That's it from MTS Center for this, Thursday evening. We remind you to listen to the Illegal Curve Hockey Show noon to 3 on Saturday on TSN 1290. You can follow us on Twitter at Illegal Curve. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Illegal Curve. Stay tuned as we will have post-game audio from both the Jets and the Panthers locker rooms coming up next. For Richard Pollock, for Michael Remus, I'm Drew Mandel. Thanks for joining us this evening on the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.